Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings once again from the news desk at the North Pole. I'm Elf Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. North Pole Flight Command has just announced the commencement of Operation Airlift. It employs thousands of sleighs powered by thousands and thousands of reindeer in support of Santa's flight. Here to answer questions about this operation is Associate Flight Operations Director Elf Clancy Simmons. Clancy, what's your part in all this?
I supervise the sleigh traffic control team charged with the support mission. Over the next 24 to 36 hours, we will oversee the launch and return of more than 60,000 sleigh flights in support of Santa's sleigh.
How and why are so many sleighs needed to support Santa?
The largest part of this effort is all about moving freight, Frank. Santa can't handle all of the presents he has for the world on his sleigh. We constantly track Santa's position and keep his sleigh resupplied with all that he needs for his next stops. We also send out scout sleighs that look for trouble both in the skies and on the ground. We send up weather sleighs, repair and recovery teams, lots of different missions support the overall mission, Frank.
Well, why do you start so early, and are some of these sleighs really in the air for 36 hours straight? That would result in some really tired reindeer, I would imagine.
We start early to get teams in the geographical position they need to be in to support Santa. And no, they don't stay in the air the whole time. They are assigned to a sector, and then to specific coordinates within that sector. They go there now, get in position, establish communication with the closest regional tracking center, and then take orders from there. It's a long day, but we work hard to plan their efficiency and to rotate them back into service in some way after their primary mission is complete. So a freighter serving in Australia in Sector 1 may deliver while Santa is there and then return to the North Pole for reassignment, where they might serve later in the day, say as a spotter in Sector 5. 60,000 sleighs might sound like a lot, but actually they serve in several roles. And overall, we might have more than 200,000 flights recorded by the time the day is done.
Clancy, that's amazing insight. We're grateful to know a bit more about Operation Airlift. Keep us posted on how it's going. From the North Pole, where the work of Santa has now taken a more massive turn, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.